can get away with it patiently.
I can watch this thing. May I shake your hand?
Yeah,
nice
Andy
to meet
Nelson.
You.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Joel Bousman, Cassie.
Nice
what's your last name?
Crumpton.
Crumpton.
Yes,
okay, Cassie, glad to meet you, Cassie.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Cassie Mack.
Nice to meet you. How are y'all today?
Great. Very good. Thank you. So I like the y'all.
Oh.
Where are you from?
The tell, isn't it? From South Texas originally.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but we've been in Wyoming about 15 years. So.
You got a Louisiana boy across the table from
you.
Oh. Watch out.
Hey, yeah. Can't help it. We're awesome, right?
Louisiana, Mississippi. We call it Mississippi because we don't miss it.
That's right. You went to school in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, Mississippi.
I don't know fully what to say, but I would like to start with a sincere thank you. I know that the pool of qualified applicants was pretty deep.
Huge.
And yeah. Every time I hear that, it shakes me a little bit because I still don't know how I
great
landed
things,
in the
great
position.
Great things expected of you.
Well, and I hope I can live up to them. Okay. I'm grateful for the chance to move my family here to Sublette. It's something we've been wanting to do for a solid 10 years.
Terrific.
My husband's worked at Sandraw for 6 years now with the driving back and forth, and he worked in the patch before that. So it's been something we've worked for a long, long time. So I'm really excited to bring the skills and stuff I've learned in other places to the county and hopefully be a part of the legacy that Kathy's created. So.
Great.
It's good to hear.
Well, welcome welcome aboard.
Good
start.
Yes.
Good luck.
If you have any questions, you know, Judge Hawes is the guy to ask.
He's great, and he's been kind and awesome already, so I'm really excited. Hopefully, I can fill the shoes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Maxine, did you have a...
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Originally from South Texas, moved up to Wyoming, started cleaning houses. That's what I did to get going. Put myself through college, associates at Western, did the outreach at UW. From there, I worked in the school system as a resource paraprofessional, so I got to work with the oppositional defiant kids and stuff like that. That was a load of fun. I actually really liked it. From there, I graduated to adult and probation and parole. Same problems, bigger bodies, more drugs. while I was an agent, I had a specialized caseload for the therapeutic community and Rosen treatment programs there in Sweetwater through Southwest Counseling. So I had people with really high addiction levels and worked with them. After that, I transitioned to the Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming. I was, Renee Pape does the role here. I did that in Sweetwater. Did that for 4 years until this opportunity.
Terrific. Happen. Sounds like they picked the right person.
I hope so. I hope I don't let y'all down. Knock on wood.
You'll do just fine.
Thank you.
Let us know if you have anything for us.
I will. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All
I have thank you notes. I'm going to hand those out to you. Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you.
My grandparents would shoot me if I didn't.
Good girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cassie.
All right, Commissioner Rauhauser, you may commence.
May I continue? Thank you,
you may
sir.
Continue, yes. And why don't you go ahead with your old business if you have any.
Well, I just, I'm not sure what we need to talk about other than we did have a really good meeting about the LaBarge Creek Road, and we're moving forward with that with another discussion, maybe in May.
Excellent. You know, it's a good thing that you're in that role because Commissioner Bousman and I are probably a little more pessimistic on
that. We took a different approach.
Yeah, good
and,
for you. Good good work.
And I think it's going to work out.
Good.
And then I went to the broadband meeting with Commissioner Noble, and that was very informative. And Representative Summers is really chomping at the bit to get after his counterparts at the legislature for money. So it's kind of a wait and see now. And I'm sure we'll get another Mr. Sharkey will probably be here to talk to us at some time about the future. But there's not much we can do now. We told him we'll listen, but we've made no financial commitment.
Okay.
That's about all I have.
Thank you. Commissioner Noble?
I think just to touch base on
or add to what Max said with the broadband conversation. As that group moved forward, we chose a path, I think, was instead of just letting it lead us everywhere, whether that path is something we all get behind, is yet to be seen. I think you've seen some of the emails.
Yeah.
At some point, we'll have to make that decision, I guess.
Okay.
The other thing I've been involved in is Albert and I went to a meeting in Jackson with some other Marty Albertson, Dan Dogston, some other people there with that Silicon Core. Do you know Mary? It's a group of people that have brought all the tech people into Jackson. And they're looking to reach out and involve Sublet and Lincoln County.
Okay.
That pretty much sums it up.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett?
I too share Commissioner Rawhauser's optimism after our meeting with on the LaBarge Creek Road. Maybe a fresh look. I think it's probably something that's time to come about. We've done what we can. The ball's in your court, and we'll see where we go from there. In addition, I met with the sheriff and Representative Summers and Renee Pape yesterday talking about the opioid crisis in Sublet County, trying to look at some ideas where we can create educational opportunities, particularly in the school systems, and Renee's going to be looking into that. Albert is going to be looking into maybe trying to formulate a bill that deals with some of the aspects of the opioid crisis and see if he can get some legislative efforts behind it.
That's it.
Okay. Commissioner Brown.
We took care of the endorsement letter on Pelton SRS. I've had some discussion with the Big Piney District Ranger, and I'll be talking more to him about the Forest Collaborative, for example. We did get the Joint Chiefs application in and finally got it in on time. That said, that DC now, between the Chief of the Forest Service and then Chief of NRCS, they decided to rethink the concept of funding that off the top, and they're going to be looking at running that money through the regional offices. So even though the application is in, it doesn't look like that's going to be the process that will be used to fund it. So we're still kind of seeing what the other options are to get that funded to move forward with that. I will also be talking to Dawn about different areas where we might use Schedule A money on forest roads, and that'll be included at some point the Pinedale District Ranger as well. We'll be having that discussion with Tricia O'Connor. Did talk some this morning with the Big Piney District Ranger about the Forest Service's desire to, as part of the Denbury project up South Piney on Riley Ridge, they would really like to have that South Cottonwood Road accessible. And my suggestion, and Mac was part of that discussion as well, was for Denbury to have that discussion with the private landowners as to the need for that to become public access. There's also issues coming with Denbury and on BLM with the pipeline route. And there's right at this time an issue being held up in Washington, D.C. in regards to compensatory mitigation. And I offered to Caleb, after I talked to Denbury and learned more about the issue, to talk to interior officials about jarring that loose in D.C. and getting it back to get a record of decision on that to start moving forward on it. There's one we missed, Dave.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Go ahead.
What is the chance of using Schedule A money to fix the Willow Creek Road, you know, from New Fork to Willow Creek? Is that something they would address? Or
is it a Forest Service road?
It's supposed to be.
Well, that's the purpose of Schedule A money.
Do we sign on it?
It's like a grant program to counties to where the Forest Service would provide the money, but the county would contract with a contractor to do road maintenance. So at this time, what I've asked Butch to do, and anybody else as well, is to provide a list of roads that you feel would benefit the public by increased maintenance.
Right. And you've got, has Butch given you any of that yet?
He's kind of working on it. He's talked about several specific areas, but I don't have a written list of, and on a map of designating what those roads are.
You've got Boulder Lake Road on your radar.
That's on
there.
The list. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Anything further then?
I believe that covers it, Mr. Chairman. I'll be attending the Western Governor's meeting in Arizona early December as part of my WIR duties, but yeah. It's not an expense to Sumner County.
Your duties there are coming to an end.
In May.
May
will be the last go around.
And that will be in
Sun Valley, Idaho.
Sun Valley.
Yeah.
That's where the other one ties in.
Mark Reinemann lives in Sun Valley.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's where we want to go to that meeting.
Be a good chance to touch base with him.
Yep. Are you going to try and join him now in Sun Valley?
Yep.
Very good. I have nothing to report, gentlemen.
That's right.
If you have a moment, I'll give you the update on the newspaper.
Okay, go right ahead.
Now that I know what's going on there, Mark Tesoro called us last week and said he hired Holly Dabb, who I don't know personally, but she's been reporter, editor, publisher in Rollins and Dark Springs, Rock Minor. And her husband travels for work. She's very experienced. This might be a slowdown for her. I don't know. They've got a house here, so she'll be here starting next Monday. And we had one person who didn't want to be here as soon as he got here, left, and we have an interim now, and I'm not sure what she's going to take on as far as her beats, but I'm just keeping filling in the gap.
One employee that left when they found out she was going to be the editor?
What's that?
You had one employee that left? Is that what you just said?
No. Lance there. He was, as soon as he got here, he said he didn't want to be here.
Oh, I see. I got you.
He stayed for a month and a half.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's gone now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's been Cal Tam has been filling in. I guess he's done some work in Evanston.
Thanks for filling us in there. Have her come say hi next meeting.
Yeah, hopefully you'll see her a lot of times.
All right.
You're giving up that beat, huh?
Well, I never really.
All right.
I'd like to spend more time down in your neck of the woods. There's, it always gets short shrift.
Yeah. Well, welcome down there.
I normally tend to be County Town Council. I was down there for Halloween. Haunted house, the library, and
missed the Rural Health Care Board meeting the night before outside the dock.
Oh, no, I don't cover rural health care.
No, there was right before Halloween. They were supposed to have a meeting in town council, or town hall wasn't unlocked, so we met outside.
That's it. I don't have.
Yeah, anything. You were there, Maxine?
I was there. Marbles in town
now? No, Big Piney.
Big Piney.
It's a strange meeting, huh?
It was.
Is that normal?
Is that normal?
Yeah, to have a strange meeting.
Not even, oh.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay.
Strange is normal, right?
All right.
I've stopped guessing.
Quote from Maxine.
You make a nice browser here.
I'm working on it, but I can guarantee you they're not in order.
Well, she was telling me yesterday.
So either Friday says, night, Maxine?
Well, tell the commissioners that. I said, they don't care. They will make sure that
they're
not.
Yeah, I heard one of the board members that's was a little bit late and was over by the time she got there.
I guarantee they aren't in order.
They will never know.
And she was outside trying to get in the locked doors?
Yes. Wow. See, the library's changed their hours now. And they're not. That's a Sunday meeting I've gone to where people were locked out because they were locked out because the library had closed. I'm back to talk to Sid about that now. If they schedule meetings in the evening, they need to help people how to get in.
Does that shade the appearance of transparency?
Yes. Isn't there another place to have a meeting besides the library in Pinedale?
No, not really.
In Pinedale?
Well,
in
we Pinedale. Use the public health building sometimes.
Yeah. Don't they use this room part of the
They use this room.
They use this room. There was a meeting here last night, but I don't know what it was. Because I didn't swing. When I went out, I didn't swing by to see what was going on inside.
In that little room in the library, how could you have a public meeting?
No, they do it in the big room.
They were going to have it in the boardroom.
In the boardroom.
It was in the boardroom because there were three of us there besides the three
board members.
So the room was full with just that people. Good.
No. A big table like this. Five or six chairs on each side.
So no discussion then, Maxine?
No discussion. The third time they finally got John wrote it. Is that what they were doing at that meeting?
It's what they tried to do outside in the dark, outside the Piney Town Hall.
Well, which they tried to do in the week before.
Yeah.
In the meeting,
which they screwed
up. And
you think
what they did is they said they had to wait until they talked to me to make sure he wanted the job. He said, I told him that I wanted the job. I was there.
I don't think he'd apply if he didn't want it, right?
Well, yeah, it was just a series of missteps.
Is there next meeting next week?
15.
What?
15. I think it's here in China.
Hmm. I can't see anymore. I'm going to have to go get something like this. Let me just push you up.
That's a bigger one.
Something. I wouldn't have the paper without them.
I don't know why we had so many bills this time, but we got
3 weeks.
Well, there is a ball.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right, it is 3 weeks.
We had 3 weeks, and it was nice. I just got to tell you.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I could do that 3 week thing more frequently.
A lot once a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figured find out who the other two partners are in the group of.
Did they change?
Yeah.
It's not Sean and Tamara Watson.
Just recently.
Sold their portion of it.
So do you know if it's okay? Full-time, or she just fell in? Or?
I have no idea. I got what
I heard
you guys got.
Part-time is what I heard.
What are you talking about?
The chamber director.
What's her name?
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer, do it.
Yeah.
Is she going to be here today?
No.
No, I got that email last night. I folded it on the
okay.
Email.
So they fell out of the Watson on their interest in Evanston too? Or just here?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have to go, but that would be a hard shot.
Geez, Mac, aren't you finished down there yet?
Close. I'm getting close, but I'd have been finished if I could have started. Right.
Had you not been interrupted.
I was stifled.
He'd have been way ahead.
He would have.
That doesn't mean we'd be
there'd have been a big pile right next to Tom is what there'd have been.
I need some ink for next time.
Yeah, I know.
No tattoos, please.
Okay. We'll just do henna.
Mine's just about plumb.
I know that.
Yeah.
Mine too. Mine's pretty rough.
Hi, Roxanne.
Roxanne, come on up. We're ready for you.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay. Ready or not?
We are.
You are.
If you don't mind us stamping one.
I don't mind at all.
Okay. So fill us in on some abatements here.
Well, this is what I... That's mine.
Yes.
It's got
don't
my notes
yours.
On it.
Okay.
These are... The three sheets are everything that's outstanding for... the length of taxes.
Okay.
Thank you. For that one.
Yeah, well, it's trying to keep it all on one page.
Uh-huh.
And actually, what I would like to abate is at the bottom where it says demand perfection.
Bottom of the first page?
Yes. She is deceased. The next one down.
Oh, okay.
He went out of business. The assessor took it off the tax roll January of 14 as being no longer in business. I can't find this guy anywhere.
Okay.
Interstate Leasing Sales was doing business with Wolf's Pinedale Dodge.
Yeah.
That business has changed hands, I don't know, three or four times. I can't find them either. Bridger Mechanical is a bankruptcy, and I never got anything from the bankruptcy court on that. The next one is a trailer house. The next three. There are two trailer houses. The town of Pinedale has declared them hazardous, and they are under contract to move them out to the dump.
Okay.
So, and then the rest of them are trailer houses, uninhabitable. And
all these Eddie Murphy are trailer houses.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's on Marinsic Land and Livestock. I talked to Tina. She said, of course, with nobody in it, it's full of mice and rats and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not livable. The town of Marbleton has declared that Hyatt in care of Corey unlivable. And I don't know what the town of Marbleton is doing with that one. But I'm guessing that they're going to require Corey to move it off or something. But Jeanette has taken these trailers for 17 off the tax roll. I don't know. I have also contracted with American Collection Systems out of Laramie and turned the top part of this first page over to them for collection.
Okay.
I in the middle there, I've talked to Anschute. The other two are bankruptcies that the bankruptcy court's still working with. On the next page, that's all oil and gas. I did get payments this morning from Memorial Production and Urban Oil, and they paid most of them, but we're billing them because they didn't send all of it. And the back page is totally trailer houses that Matt told me if I can find ownership or prove ownership, I can turn those over for collection also. And the ones that have titles or notarized bills of sale, I will be turning over to American Collections to be collected or to see if they can make a stab at it.
Okay.
So for today, you're just, what do you want us to do
front
in terms of action on the bottom of the first page?
At the bottom of the first page. These from demand perfection to down through
to the bottom.
Right.
The 13, 87, 31.
And what specifically do we need to do?
Give me permission to abate them.
Abate.
Okay. And the total amount of 13, 87, 31?
Yes. That's what those come to.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve abatement of the, as presented by County Treasurer Roxana Jensen, in the amount of $1,387.31.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we grant abatement for the aforementioned
delinquent taxes.
There you go. Thanks. Delinquent taxes in the amount of $1,387.31. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Clear that's on these right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bottom part only.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And for your further information, Matt wasn't real comfortable with this because it's not coming through Jeanette. And he thought there might be a problem with the auditor, and I have contacted the auditor. I haven't got a reply back yet, but I have contacted him. So
you'll let us know if there's a problem, right?
So, yeah, I'll let you know if there's a problem.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Roxana.
Thanks, Roxana. Thanks, Roxana.
Yeah.
That we
want
to
see.
Thanks.
Yeah.
See you later.
See ya.
Who's that? Dusty's question. Mm-hmm.
Geez, is that
I got a couple more that I just got this morning.
I just need to put about 3,500.
Two more.
For
the French drain, and that's
just
all the asphalt and magic.
French drain is
heavy.
I mean,
no. Yeah. And then I have two vouchers from the Pinedale Airport Board. And I tell you this story every time. We hold their reserve money that's the match for these grants.
Oh,
and Roxana pays these directly, but I need you to approve the vouchers. So if you'll just stamp on the front of these guys, gotcha. And then go through the budget, it comes out of Roxana's reserve. And that's all I have.
You they can. Do a, they do an auction or a
You can, job. And then they have a chance to make amends. If they don't, then
what is it? 5 years?
You can sell the property.
You have to pay them for 5 years.
You pay them for 5 years, and then you get a deed to them. But if they should relinquish or they pay them off during that 5 years, then you earn 18% interest on your money. So that's the reason why people.
That's why people.
You really seem to. So, you know, that's a frightening concept.
What happened to the HK voucher?
It's on its way.
Did you put it in this pile, Mr. Nelson?
Oh, for the chips.
I got it. Okay.
Gotcha. I have no idea where it went.
It's right there. Okay, that's it.
Okay, no further business, so we will adjourn for the day.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Do you want to start?
What's that?
I'll be done.